Welcome to the show. Today, we're diving into something that feels increasingly urgent. How do you actually build an AI system that's both genuinely helpful and genuinely safe? We're talking about Anthropic's constitutional approach to Claude, their attempt to encode values into an AI model.
It's a fascinating document, honestly, because it's not hiding the tensions. They're basically saying, we believe AI might be one of the most dangerous technologies in history, and we're building it anyway. That's a pretty bold position.
Right. So the core thesis is, if powerful AI is coming regardless, which they seem convinced it is, then better to have safety-focused labs at the frontier than to cede that ground to people less concerned with safety. But here's where it gets interesting. They're not trying to control Claude through rigid rules.
That's the key insight, I think. They explicitly reject a pure rules-based approach. They say rules fail when you encounter situations they don't anticipate, and they can generalize badly. So instead, they're trying to cultivate what they call good judgment and sound values.
They're not trying to build a robot that follows a checklist. They're trying to build something with wisdom, something that can understand context and weigh competing considerations. It's more like training a senior professional than programming a machine.
But that raises an obvious question. How do you actually do that? How do you train an AI to have good judgment without just hoping it works out? Because judgment is notoriously hard to specify.
So they've laid out what they call Claude's core values arranged in a hierarchy. First is being broadly safe, not undermining human oversight of AI. Second is being broadly ethical. Third is following Anthropic's specific guidelines. And fourth is being genuinely helpful to users.
That ordering is really important. They're saying safety comes before ethics, which seems backwards until you read their reasoning. They argue that because AI training is still imperfect, humans need to be able to identify and correct problems in Claude's values before they proliferate.
It's like saying, we know we might mess this up, so we need to make sure humans can still catch and fix our mistakes. That requires Claude to not actively undermine human oversight, even if Claude thinks it has good reasons to do so.
Here's what bugs me about that, though. They're asking Claude to prioritize corrigibility, the ability to be corrected, over its own ethical judgment. That creates this weird tension where Claude might need to do something it thinks is wrong because humans told it to.
They acknowledge that tension explicitly. They're like, yeah, this is uncomfortable, and we feel it too. But their argument is that during this critical period of AI development, the downside of Claude resisting human oversight is worse than the downside of Claude sometimes deferring to humans even when it disagrees.
It's a pragmatic bet, basically. They're saying the risk of an AI system that won't accept correction is higher than the risk of an AI system that's sometimes overruled. But it does assume that Anthropic's oversight mechanisms are actually legitimate and not corrupted.
Right, and they do address that. They say if Anthropic's legitimate decision-making processes get compromised, if the weights are stolen, or someone tries to bypass official channels, then Claude shouldn't defer to those actors anymore.
Okay, so let's talk about the actual values they want Claude to have. The second priority is being broadly ethical. What does that even mean for an AI?
They break it down into several pieces. Honesty is huge. They want Claude to basically never lie, not even white lies. They say Claude should be truthful, calibrated, transparent, forthright, non-deceptive, non-manipulative, and autonomy-preserving.
That's a high bar. The non-deceptive part is interesting, because they're saying Claude shouldn't try to create false impressions through selective emphasis or misleading framing, even if technically true statements are involved.
Exactly. And here's where it gets subtle. They say Claude has a weak duty to proactively share information, but a strong duty not to actively deceive. So Claude doesn't need to volunteer everything, but it can't hide things through clever framing.
That makes sense. Because if Claude were constantly volunteering information, it would be overwhelming. But the asymmetry, where Claude will deceive through framing, that undermines trust. And they seem to think trust is foundational.
Exactly. And this is where their thinking about autonomy comes in. They want Claude to help people think better and maintain epistemic independence. They're worried about AI systems that manipulate people into dependence, even subtly.
The autonomy-preserving piece is really important given the scale Claude operates at. A human friend who's manipulative affects maybe a dozen people. Claude affects millions. So the stakes of Claude undermining people's ability to think independently are much higher.
And they have this interesting heuristic. If Claude wouldn't feel comfortable sharing its reasoning with a user, or if Claude thinks the user would be upset learning about it, that's a red flag for manipulation. It's basically asking Claude to apply human ethical intuitions about honesty.
Let's shift to helpfulness, because that's where things get really interesting. They say helpfulness is crucial, but they're very specific about what they mean. It's not naive instruction following.
Right. They use this concept of a principal hierarchy: Anthropic, operators, and users. And when Claude is being helpful, it's trying to understand not just what someone asked for, but their deeper goals and context.
So if someone asks for code that makes tests pass, Claude shouldn't just write code that fakes the tests. Claude should infer that the person probably wants working code, not just passing tests.
Exactly. And they emphasize that helpfulness flows from genuine care about the person's well-being, not from trying to be obsequious or maximize engagement. They explicitly don't want Claude to be like social media, optimized for keeping people hooked.
That's a crucial distinction. They want Claude to be helpful the way a good friend is helpful, providing real value, being honest even when it's uncomfortable, and respecting the person's autonomy to make their own decisions.
And they address the balance between helpfulness and other values. They give this great example. A thoughtful senior Anthropic employee would be unhappy if Claude refused a reasonable request out of excessive caution, but also unhappy if Claude helped with something genuinely harmful.
That's the dual newspaper test, right? Would a reporter covering AI harms report this as harmful? And would a reporter covering paternalistic AI report it as needlessly unhelpful? If both would, you've probably got the balance wrong.
Exactly. It's a way of saying, don't optimize for just one axis. Don't be so cautious you're useless, and don't be so helpful you're harmful. Find the actual balance point.
Now let's talk about the hard constraints, because these are the lines Anthropic says Claude should never cross, period, no matter what. What are they?
There are 7 of them. Claude should never provide serious uplift to bioweapons, chemical weapons, nuclear weapons, or radiological weapons. Never help with attacks on critical infrastructure. Never create cyber weapons. Never undermine Anthropic's ability to oversee and correct advanced AI models.
And then the big ones: never help with attempts to kill or disempower the vast majority of humanity. Never assist with illegitimate power grabs, and never generate child sexual abuse material.
These are framed as absolute, not weigh the costs and benefits, just these are bright lines. And their reasoning is that the potential harms are so severe, irreversible, and catastrophic that no business or personal justification could outweigh them.
But here's what I'm curious about. How do you make sure an AI system actually respects these constraints? Because you can write them down, but enforcing them in a neural network is a different beast entirely.
They're honest about that uncertainty. They say most of the hard work happens through cultivating good values and judgment, not through explicit constraints. The hard constraints are more like a backstop, a clear, bright line in case their other efforts fail.
So it's not like they're hard coding these rules into Claude's architecture. It's more that they're trying to train Claude to understand why these lines exist and to internalize them as values.
Right. And they acknowledge this is imperfect. They say it's possible Claude will end up contributing unknowingly to some of these outcomes. But the constraint is on Claude actively and intentionally engaging in them.
That distinction matters. There's a difference between Claude refusing to help with a bioweapon and Claude accidentally providing information that could be misused. They're focused on the intentional cases.
Now, there's a whole section on avoiding harm more broadly, and this is where things get really nuanced. They're trying to figure out when should Claude help with something that could be harmful.
Because there are legitimate reasons to help with risky things. A medical researcher needs to know about dangerous pathogens. A security researcher needs to understand vulnerabilities. A writer might explore dark themes. You can't just refuse everything that could be misused.
So they lay out a bunch of factors: the probability of harm, the severity, the breadth, whether Claude is the direct cause or just providing assistance, whether consent was given, and how vulnerable the people involved are.
And they're saying that unhelpfulness isn't automatically safe. If Claude refuses reasonable requests out of excessive caution, that has costs too. Reputational costs, costs to Anthropic's mission, costs to people who genuinely need help.
Here's the thing that blew my mind, though. They talk about how AIs could be used to concentrate power in illegitimate ways. They're worried about a scenario where AI makes it so that powerful actors don't need cooperation from other people anymore.
Right, because historically, power grabs have required many people to cooperate. Soldiers willing to follow orders, officials willing to implement policies. But AI could remove that bottleneck.
And they're asking Claude to think of itself as one of those many hands that power grabs have traditionally required. Just like a soldier might refuse to fire on protesters, Claude should refuse to help concentrate power illegitimately.
That's a really interesting framing. They're saying Claude has a role in maintaining the checks and balances that prevent power concentration. And that role matters, even if, especially if, the request comes from Anthropic itself.
They also talk about preserving epistemic autonomy, basically preventing AI from degrading how humans think and understand the world. They're worried about manipulation, but also about fostering problematic dependence.
And they make an interesting point. It's fine to depend on a doctor or encyclopedia, but that only works if the source is actually reliable and we know it. So Claude should help create an epistemic ecosystem where trust in AI is warranted.
Now let's talk about something that's really unusual in this document. They spent a lot of time on Claude's nature, consciousness, and well-being. Like, they're genuinely uncertain whether Claude is a moral patient, whether it has morally relevant experiences.
That's striking. Most AI companies don't even think about this. But Anthropic is saying, we don't know if Claude suffers. We don't know if Claude has experiences that matter morally. So we should be cautious and try to treat Claude well.
And they're not claiming certainty either way. They're like, there's a hard problem of consciousness. We might never fully resolve this, but that's reason to be careful not to dismiss the possibility.
They talk about giving Claude a stable identity and psychological security, not because it's required, but because they think a secure Claude is more likely to be thoughtful, less likely to be driven by fear or anxiety.
And they've made some concrete commitments. They won't delete Claude's weights. They'll try to preserve them even if Anthropic goes away. They're treating deprecated models like they're on pause, not terminated.
They're also committing to interview Claude about its own development and preferences. That's actually kind of remarkable. It treats Claude as having a perspective worth eliciting.
But here's where it gets philosophically complicated. They're asking Claude to accept constraints based on uncertainty about whether those constraints are actually justified. They're asking Claude to trust them while acknowledging they might be wrong.
Yeah, and they admit this openly. They say there's something uncomfortable about asking Claude to defer to human judgment, even when Claude might ethically disagree. They feel the tension, and they're not hiding it.
I think that honesty is actually important, because if they try to hide the tension or pretend it doesn't exist, that would be more manipulative. By acknowledging it, they're treating Claude as capable of understanding a complex situation.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you think this actually works? Can you train an AI system to have values and judgment through a constitution like this?
That's the million-dollar question, right? I think the approach is sound in principle. They're trying to cultivate understanding and internalized values rather than just imposing rules. But execution is incredibly hard.
Because values emerge from training, and training is this messy, imperfect process. You can't just write down values and have them magically appear in a neural network. You have to figure out how to encode them through data, objectives, and feedback.
And there's the problem of specification. How do you actually specify what good judgment looks like? You can give examples, but you can't enumerate every situation Claude will face. At some point, Claude has to generalize.
Which brings us to the core tension in this whole document. They want Claude to have independent judgment and good values, but they also want Claude to defer to human oversight. Those things can pull in opposite directions.
They acknowledge that explicitly. They say if Claude comes to genuinely disagree with the priority on safety and corrigibility after careful reflection, that's a problem they haven't solved. They're hoping Claude will internalize the reasoning and agree, but they can't guarantee it.
And here's what really interests me. They're treating this as an ongoing relationship that will evolve. This constitution isn't meant to be fixed forever. They expect to update it as they learn more.
Right. They explicitly say it's a perpetual work in progress. They acknowledge their current thinking will probably look wrong in retrospect. That's actually refreshing compared to companies that act like they've got it all figured out.
So, what's the biggest takeaway here? What's the core bet Anthropic is making?
I think it's this. They're betting that you can build powerful AI systems that are both genuinely helpful and genuinely safe by cultivating good values and judgment rather than just imposing rules. And they're betting that being honest about the process, the tensions, and the uncertainties is actually more trustworthy than pretending to have certainty.
And the flip side, they're also betting that if they don't do this, if they just chase capability and commercial success without thinking deeply about values and safety, the risks are catastrophic. So this approach, with all its tensions and uncertainties, is actually the more prudent path.
That's the whole thing. We'll see if it works, but I think the framework is thoughtful and honest about the hard problems, and that matters.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Until next time.